From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. In South Florida, where many Cubans have settled, Castro's passing is setting off celebrations in Miami's Little Havana neighborhood that continue throughout Saturday. Many of the Cubans in the Little Havana neighborhood, the celebrations continuing there. President Barack Obama issued a saying that the Cuban people must know that they have a friend and partner in the United States. President-elect Donald Trump took a hard stance against Fidel Castro, calling him a brutal dictator. Still, Trump said he hopes Castro's death will mark a move away from the horrors endured for too long by the Cubans, and said his administration will work to ensure the Cuban people will find prosperity and liberty. French President Francois Hollande called Castro a towering figure of the 20th century. Russian President Vladimir Putin praised Castro as a symbol of an era. The Cuban government has ordered 9 days of official mourning.
9 days of mourning began in Cuba on Saturday as the body of former leader Fidel Castro was cremated. The capital, Havana, was quiet a day after the announcement of Castro's death at the age of 90 on Friday. Flags were flying at half-mast. Shows and concerts have been cancelled and alcohol sales suspended. Castro's ashes will be carried around Cuba until a state funeral on December the 4th. A memorial service is due to take place in Revolution Square on November the 29th.
That was Paul Chapman reporting. Fidel Castro cremation on Saturday. His ashes will be interred in his hometown of Santiago on December 4th. This is VOA News. While members of President-elect Donald Trump's transition team debate who should serve as the Secretary of State, Trump moved ahead Friday with two more appointments. Kathleen McFarland will serve as Deputy National Security Advisor, and Donald McGahn will serve as Assistant to the President and White House Counsel. Neither position requires Senate confirmation. A leading U.S. newspaper reports three California mosques have received the same threatening letter that says there is a new sheriff in town, referring to President Donald Trump, and the president-elect is going to do to you what Hitler did to the Jews. The Los Angeles Times says the letter was addressed to the children of Satan and was signed by Americans for a Better Way. The letter, according to the report, described Muslims as vile and filthy people and said Trump was going to cleanse America and make it shine again, and he's going to start with you Muslims. The head of the Council of American Islamic Relations told the Times Trump has normalized people being racist. In other news, authorities in New Zealand say at least seven people died and another person is missing after a chartered fishing boat sank due to large waves near Auckland. The boat was carrying 11 people when it capsized at an harbor entrance Saturday afternoon. The boat's crew notified the Coast Guard that they were attempting to cross a sandbar at the entrance to the harbor. The Coast Guard raised the alarm an hour later after the boat did not report back and could no longer be reached on its marine radio or mobile phone. Other boats in the area reported that they could no longer see the boat. French conservatives on Sunday are choosing their nominee for next year's vital presidential election. From among two former prime ministers with deep experience in government and differing views on how to prevent more terror attacks on French soil. The winner of the runoff ultimately could end up facing the far-right National Front leader, who is banking on anti-immigrant, anti-Muslim, and anti-establishment sentiments to sweep her to power in the general election set for April, with the runoff the following month if neither side wins a majority. The incumbent, Socialist President Francois Hollande, is expected to announce in the coming weeks whether he will seek re-election. Hundreds of thousands of people rallied in Seoul late Saturday night and was the largest demanding ouster of President Park Geun-hye. For more news, join us at voanews.com. I'm Michael Brown reporting in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.